Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have special guest Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
It's been a very it's been a long week. It's been a heartbreaking week. There's been so many people that are just watching this whole situation with the incident that happened on Summer Street earlier this week, I guess within the past 48 hours, with a young family, some tragedy coming to them with two of the children have passed away, and there is a seven-month-old baby in the hospital, and the mother is also in the hospital and just waiting to see what's going to happen. And I think so many people have come out and just said, what can they do? They're feeling so heartbroken, so they don't know what to do. And I think maybe we could just review a little bit about what happened this week, because in when things like this happen, with this terrible tragedy, there's a lot of rumors flying around about what the procedure is and what happened and maybe what will happen.
Right. No, you're right. I mean, this would be more of a rehash, but certainly Tuesday night there was a call from the home to the Duxbury Police, which had the police and fire show up. And upon their arrival, they met with a male at the home and found a woman that was had hurt herself. And they would try to treat her and get her help. And they unfortunately found three children, and they tried life-saving support on all of them, and two of the children passed away, and the other child is still right now fighting for their life in a Boston hospital. So I think it's a terrible situation, and it's very difficult for the community. I think it's difficult for the first responders, and I think people should understand that, you know, we're in the DA's office, the state police is assigned to the DA's office, the Duxbury Police. You know, we're trying to do our job as best as we can, making sure that we can go forward if there is a case and viable cases, and that's where we are right now. Last evening, there was complaints that were an arrest warrant was issued for Lindsay Clancy for two counts of homicide, three counts of strangulation, and a count of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon for the deaths of the little five-year-old girl and the three-year-old boy. So it's a terrible situation. It's a tragic situation, and we're trying to do our job as best as we can and make sure we can get justice for everybody and let people understand that it's a very sensitive time, and we need to make sure we go forward and do the very best that we can for the children.
And how do you handle something like that if the person who's being charged is in the hospital? Do they wait till they're medically cleared? Is that how that works?
Yeah, generally speaking, it would be that. And, you know, sometimes we've arraigned people in the past before at hospitals, and we've arraigned people, obviously, in courts, the norm. But we'll see, you know, what happens with her treatment. And, you know, I'm hopeful that she recovers. I'm hopeful the little boy recovers. And I'm hopeful that we can move forward with this and make the best that we can out of this horrific situation.
This case seems to have affected so many people, not just here on the South Shore, but across the state. You know, a loss of innocence, just such a tragic deaths of young people, and you know, who we all protect, and that's the general nature of first responders too. They run towards trouble. They run towards problem. They help fix the problem, and it always amazes me how the first responders can be as steadfast and as straightforward as they are when other times when other people feel like they just want to fall apart. I mean, that's got to take a toll on people.
I think it does. I think, you know, the police, the fire, the first responders that showed up at that scene and show up at many scenes, and they go into situations that have to be dealt with, and they have a job, and they're trained, and they understand that. But, you know, at the end of the day, their mothers, their fathers, their parents, you know, they have brothers and sisters and nieces and nephew, and they're human beings. And so you can't walk into situations, horrific situations, and not be affected by that. So therefore, I think that in situations like we're dealing with now and other situations that we've dealt with over the years and unfortunately that we'll continue to deal with in the future, there is help out there for first responders and for people who show up at those scenes and do their very best to try to make the best of a horrific situation. I think that's what they do. And I think people should have comfort into that to some extent, that you know that there are people that are out there that are willing to do what they have to do to help us at the time that we need it the most. And so I'm very thankful for the jobs that they've done. I'm very thankful that they're going to continue to do those jobs, and I think that they make a difference in our community. And like you may not always hear about them. You may not see them on TV. You may not see them in the newspaper, but they're there. And you know, they really do provide, I think, the continuity and the support that we need in our community.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners about this whole episode? Maybe if they feel that they might need some help or know somebody who needs help, I know you have lots of resources available through your office.
Yeah, we do. And if you need information from the DA's office regarding getting help or resources, whatever your situation may be, PlymouthDA.com. You can call our office at 508-584-8120. And if it's an emergency situation, mental health emergency situation, you can call 988.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.